Support for the Big Ears Music Club comes from Dr. Vivian Tam, specializing in laser-assisted cataract surgery, now offering Technis Symphony, a new intraocular lens designed for continuous range of vision from near to far. PacificVisionHawaii.com. And welcome to the Big Ears Music Club. I'm your host, John Zach, joined by Louise Lancelotti. And today we're going to delve into the world of woodwind instruments. And welcome, Louise.
Good to be here, as always. Last time we talked about the string family. It's the largest group in the orchestra because the sound of the strings doesn't always carry as far. And as we talked about, the strings are produce sound by having bows drawn across them or by being plucked. So that includes violin, viola, cello, bass, piano, harp. And today we're going to talk about the woodwinds. And that includes the flute family, the clarinet family, oboe and English horn, and bassoon family. And the reason I'm saying family is that each of those instruments, several of those instruments, have various different smaller and larger pitched instruments. They produce sound by blowing across or into the instrument in different ways. And we'll talk about each one in a little bit on that. And I thought we'd start with the flute, the lovely flute, which is the only woodwind instrument that's actually not usually made of wood anymore.
Right, exactly. They're usually metal. They're silver.
But actually, the flutist who teaches for me has a wooden flute as well as her metal flute. She loves the sound, and so do I. And there are flutes in other cultures that still are made
of wood. Shakuhachi, I guess, is one example, yes?
Right. So the flute is the instrument in which you blow across. You blow like blowing across a bottle. That's one way that you start people playing the flute. And I thought that we'd listen to some things from Prokofiev as we go through the woodwinds, because Prokofiev wrote Peter and the Wolf, which really features this particular family. So rather than do the whole thing today, we'll tell you you should get it. You should play it for your kids all the time. They'll love it. There's a Disney version. There are all kinds of things. But today we're going to hear the sounds of several instruments as we go through. So we're going to start by hearing the theme of the flute, which is the bird in Peter and the Wolf. And it's from the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, a recording of Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf. Then that will be followed by the Badinere from Bach Orchestral Suite No. 2 in B minor. And it's just a lovely piece.
Love that piece, Louise. That's a very familiar one.
Yes.
I can see why you chose it.
Yes. And the flute, as you can hear from the first one, is often used as a bird sound because it gets so close to that sound of Birds, it's very high. And its partner in crime, the piccolo, goes even much higher. Today, we're not going to listen to the piccolo because we don't have time for everything.
We're excluding the piccolo?
Right.
Oh, my. Okay.
We'll play it another time.
Very good.
But we want you to think about what instruments you're interested in playing. One should always play the instruments one loves. So that's why we're featuring each of these instruments so children can have a chance to say, oh, I really like that one. And I was saying to my students the other day, the flute's a great instrument to play because it's little and you can carry it everywhere, unlike the cello. Okay, so now we're going to go on to the clarinet. Clarinet is a single reed instrument. That means that there's a reed on the mouthpiece and you blow the reed. The vibration of the reed creates part of the sound, and the sound goes through the clarinet and out the other end. The clarinet has quite a few different sizes of instruments. Once in a while, you'll see the bass clarinet being played in a symphony piece, and not always, but there are many, many different clarinets in the family. We're going to hear one of the more favorite introductions to a piece of music, which is the opening of Rhapsody in Blue, the clarinet solo. It's just very famous. So here it goes.
So, another very famous piece.
Yes.
And wonderful.
Yes, and if you know United Airlines, you hear that piece all the time.
But that's one of their favorite themes.
The clarinet solo is a favorite of children who get turned on to the clarinet. They just love, they try to imitate that all the time. And then we thought for a variation week to see how beautifully the clarinet can be played, we'll be listening to the Mozart Clarinet Concerto, second movement, Adagio, performed by Jack Beiner, clarinet, and Sir Thomas Beecham with the Royal Philharmonia Orchestra.
Lovely piece.
Yes, and that was the Adagio from the Mozart Clarinet Concerto with Sir Thomas Beecham. And now we're going to go to the oboe, which is a double reed. A double reed instrument is, I would say, the hardest one to play because you have to blow into this very thin double reed, and both reeds vibrate. It takes a long time to do a breath, so it can be very hard on people who don't breathe well. It's just a wonderful instrument when played beautifully, but that's how the sound is made, also through a reed, but just quite differently from the clarinet. Fingerings are, you know, people have hands they can finger, but how you produce sound is a big issue in many instruments. So the double reeds include the next few instruments that I'm talking about. So for the oboe, we're going back to Peter and the Wolf to listen to just a small excerpt from the piece of the duck theme, and it's charming. And that's going to be followed by the Vivaldi Concerto in F major, third movement.
Oh, another beautiful piece. Great choice, Louise.
Lovely piece. You know, now we're going to move to the English horn, which is a relative of the oboe, also a double reed, has that mid-range gorgeous sound, and you hear a lot of beautiful solos in orchestral pieces with the English horn because of that. So we're going to hear two different kinds of music. I'll just introduce the first one from Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez, the Adagio, the second movement.
Thank you.
That's one of my favorite pieces of all time. Another great choice, Louise.
It's a good one to play the entire piece movement of. We just did the beginning because it goes into a large orchestral part and comes back to the English horn, but yes. Gorgeous.
There's something that's just elegant and somewhat almost melancholy about that piece. I always feel just this little hint of sadness when I hear that. What does that bring up for you when you listen to this?
I think the same sort of, and sometimes meditative, and I think the English horn is often used with that mood in place. You know, mm-hmm. I think so. So now we're going to hear the beginning of the slow movement of the Dvorak Symphony No. 9 from the New World, the Largo, with Herbert von Karajan and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra.
And Louise, you were guiding me like a conductor to find just the right moment to fade out. So thank you for that. Now I know what it's like to be a musician working for you. It's terrific.
I still wanted to hear the entire movement, but it's okay.
Well, you know, in a lot of these, we can and will program in their entirety in upcoming programs, both of Classical Pacific and Evening Concert, which you are going to be hosting for several weeks coming up. So we're all looking forward to that.
And now we're going to switch to the bassoon family. It's the bassoon itself has some bigger friends. There's a contrabassoon. We'll hear that a little bit later. And, you know, the thing about the bassoon, it's often lampooned because it's a big old thing and people think of it as sort of a funny instrument.
It looks kind of clumsy, doesn't it, actually? A little bit.
it's when you hear it played by itself, it's really, really a gorgeous instrument. So I like getting a chance to hear it by itself as often as possible. This will be from The Sorcerer's Apprentice, which many of your children probably already know. This is the bassoon solo. After things go crazy, the bassoons take over.
Thank you.
And that includes contrabassoon, the very lowest sound you hear once the chaos settles. That's the contrabassoon. And now we're going to hear another small cut from Peter and the Wolf of the Grandfather's theme, which is played on bassoon also.
El gato pensaba, este pájaro está ocupado discutiendo. Es muy probable que lo pueda atrapar ahora. Y se arrastró preparando sus aterciopeladas garras.
So, Louise, who was talking during that?
I purposely left that in because it was from a version of Peter and the Wolf that's in Spanish. Pedro y el Lobos or something like that.
Oh, y el Lobo,
Y el Lobo, yes.
Okay.
And it's fun to hear it in Spanish, so that might be another way to get it.
Well, it is. I thought I was hearing the beginning of Evita or something for a moment.
On our playlist, it says what version that is. I just thought it would be fun to see that other languages, you know, cover that. Yeah. So we've made a rapid speeding trip through the woodwind section, but I thought that it might be really nice at the end of this hour to play some different kinds of music that include different people. So we're going to hear Brasileirinho by Walter Azevedo, performed by Paquito de Rivera, who's an amazing clarinetist, and a group of other people. I won't say them all now because we're short on time, but they're on the list. And this is from Obrigado Brasil.
This has been the Big Ears Music Club, hosted by John Zach and Louise King Lancelotti, produced at Hawaii Public Radio.